I suppose at a time when we're making vast improvements to our amenity areas, there's a large amount of investments going into outdoor facilities, walking trails, improvements, beach amenities, water amenities across the county, and we want to keep our scenic areas scenic, and that means having a litter control in place. It's very disappointing what happened in Coney last weekend. It's very disappointing that members of An Garda Síochána Cona had to be contacted in relation to littering that went on in Coney, and we don't want to see that happen in our county. On a very positive, we know that Sligo Town in the latest litter study is proving very, very well, way ahead of European norms, 6 out of 40, and that's from June 2025. And we want to see that happen across the county, and we know there has been a number of beach cleanups, a number of initiatives from Antashka, a number of initiatives from Sligo County Council, from the department, all attacking litter or improving awareness among young people and older people of not littering, and that's, we all have a part to play on that. It is Sligo County Council's job under the legislation that is in place under the Litter Pollution Act to ensure the prevention and control of litter, and there is a maximum fine of €3,000. There is an on-the-spot fine of €150. We have two litter wardens in Sligo County Council. There are a number of litter wardens in most local authority areas now, who all can be contacted in relation to the legal disposal of material, whatever that material is, if it's illegally disposed of. And it's all our job to play a part in the reporting of that, be it to An Garda Síochána, be it to your local authority, or be it to your local litter wardens. So we hopefully won't see a repeat of what happened on Coney Island again.
Yeah, it would be nice to end the summer on a positive note. We are into the final couple of weeks now. Schools are going back next week and in the weeks ahead. People will be using these final weekends, maximising the last couple of weekends, and important that scenes, as you just mentioned, that were seen on Coney Island are not repeated.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we've seen a very good year in our beach facilities, our water facilities, and certainly in Sligo Town over the last number of weeks. There has been a large amount of visitors to our wonderful county and into the northwest in general. And there have been a very positive numbers coming visiting our beach areas. But we don't want to see a repeat of what happened in Coney Island. And we all have a part to play, number one, of the enforcement of that, but the control of that. I would suggest, and I would respectfully suggest, that what we do need in the county of Sligo is another air facility for camper van facilities. And I think that's important that we do develop that in the county of Sligo, as close to Sligo Town as is possible. Certainly there are a number of calls from a number of organisations seeking the provision of an air facility in Sligo. We've seen them very successfully in Cork and Wexford and in many areas where there are a lot of beaches. We should have one developed by now in charge of by the local authority, and that's something we have to work on, and we'll be discussing that in September at the next local authority meeting.